in bars, as he's been sentenced to up to 175 years in prison for sexually abusing young women and girls for years. In handing down the sentence, the judge said, quote, "I just signed your death warrant." And the NAACP is suing the Trump administration over its decision to end protections for Haitian immigrants. The organization says removing temporary protected status for Haitians discriminates against all immigrants of color. Haitian immigrants were given special status after an earthquake devastated their nation back in 2010. But the Department of Homeland Security says extraordinary conditions caused by the earthquake no longer exist, so the program is ending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it's 34 chilly degrees outside. Forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 35. Tonight's going to be very cold with a low of 12, and then it begins to warm up for the weekend. Friday, sunny with a high of 54, and Saturday, sunny, a high of 54. And then some rain comes in for Sunday, an 80% chance with a high of 53.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Morning, and welcome to the Library Show.
Starring a very cranky Jennifer Winberry.
Starring a very cranky Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, whose mood is undetermined right now. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. Are the Bengals drowning me out?
I don't think so.
Is this the Bengals?
It is. I don't think they are.
Winter drags on, as the Bengals are noting. But we have planned lots of events to help get you to spring. We'll tell you what's coming up. Maker's Day 2018 will be held in March at the South County Branch and North County Branch Libraries. This is a can't-miss family event. We'll give you the details. Jennifer doesn't like country music, but doesn't want to denigrate those who do. And for those people who like country music, denigrate means put down.
Nice. I was wondering where you were going with that.
The Adult Winter Reading Club, the Outdoor Summer Concert Series schedule is set at ACL. All that and much more On today's library show, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Why are you in a cranky mood?
You were here before the show started.
Because the president of the chamber walked in on our radio show?
Yes.
Is that why? And that made you cranky?
He's made me cranky for 30-something years.
Okay.
God made me cranky. She loves me this way.
So this is the library show. We're on Main Street in the chamber offices. I would like to tell you things that go on at the Huntington County Library this time every week. We have lots of events and services, programs, a lot to mention. Let's talk about, right off the bat, about a program we have coming on tonight. What programs are coming up just this week, Jennifer?
Okay, Jim.
And I know on the top of my head, wait a minute, I had one right here. Don't tell me.
Wait, don't tell me. That's NPR.
Is that the name of a show?
Yeah.
I got it right here, Jennifer. Tonight at the North County Branch Library. If you have a pet of any kind, you might be interested in this program. It's called The Holistic Pet, How to Unleash Your Pet's Inner Healing to Help Address Everyday Common Issues Safely and Naturally. What does that mean, Jennifer? Pets have inner healing to help because they're like man's best friend?
Don't know.
Let me read and see what they're talking about.
Good luck.
Do you have a scaredy cat or a terrified terror that freaks out at thunderstorms? I know a few dogs like that. When it meets new people or can't travel well due to car sickness?
Wait, I have a question.
I thought the pets had the inner healing.
If you're referring to the pet as like a person, why are we calling it an it?
I don't know.
It should be a he or a she.
Because it's too wordy? I don't know. Do you wish you knew how your pet felt about its new food? Or bringing a new animal into the family. These are just some common issues that pet owners face every day, and there are ways to address them through holistic approaches that work naturally and safely within your pet's immune and other body systems, emotion, and energy field. This sounds way out there, Jennifer. Suanne Setchia-Harden and Varangini Cindy Rosenfeld are your hosts for The Holistic Pet. So if you have interest, how you want to make your pet feel more comfortable at home or in stressful situations, I suggest visiting the North County Branch Library tonight at 7 p.m. The program is free and open to the public. The North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. If you'd like any information about any of our programs that Jennifer and I talk about on this program today, or don't actually mention on this program today, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the home page in the bottom right corner there's an events calendar. Just click on that big word events, and all of the flyers for all the upcoming programs for the next couple months will be at your fingertips, and then you can pick and choose what might tickle your fancy, Jennifer, and what you might like to see. Got anything else coming up this week?
Tomorrow and Saturday afternoon at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. they will be showing The Big Sick. Pakistani-born comedian Kumail Nanjiani and grad student Emily Gardner fall in love, but struggle as their cultures clash. When Emily contracts a mysterious illness, Kumail finds himself forced to face her feisty parents, his family's expectations, and his true feelings. And that will be reshown February 1st at 6 p.m. at the headquarters library.
Very good. Thank you. I also failed to mention at the top of the show, I have some trivia for you.
Thank you.
We ran a trivia night again last night at Lone Eagle Brewery.
Very nice.
On Stangle Road in Flemington. I've yet to see Jennifer show up. If there were tilted kilts there, Jennifer, would you come to trivia night?
If Scott were there, I'd come.
You have a crush on the Scott guy?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel like this. By the way, Jennifer,
I have so many crushes.
Program
that. I can't even.
So we're doing trivia again at Lone Eagle the next two Wednesdays.
Okay.
And well, I'll give you some of the categories later on. We have just general theme categories. We have that one big category at the end where it's multiple parts.
Oh, where I always
that's the big Hail Mary question.
Yes.
Next week's Hail Mary question might have to do something very topical in the sports world.
Such as the Super Bowl?
Such as possibly. Okay, Jennifer, where was I? Oh, I wanted
no
to
idea.
Mention, so I was flicking through the TV channels, getting away from library business here just for a moment, and Pretty Woman was on TV, and I know how much you love that show, and I hadn't seen it in a while, so I
It was on
watch some of it.
Sunday night twice.
I don't know what night
or
I watched it. It was
Saturday
last week
sometime.
Why, you watched it both times?
No, I don't know. I don't have
to. I don't know if you're going to like what I want to say about this,
I'm
Jennifer.
Not going to.
So
I
watched it, Jennifer, and I must say that I found it insulting to women.
Yep.
Do you get that?
Yep. Sure do.
I believe that the scene where they're at the opera may be one of the most insulting scenes towards women that I've seen in the movies in quite some time. Just because she's what she is doesn't mean she's not intelligent. And the way he like looked at her because she understood what was going on in the opera, I thought that was very insulting. What is your take on that?
I took the look to be like that he was so pleased that she was so touched by it. Because she came from a small town by her own admission in Georgia.
I know, but the... Right, but what they were trying to get across is that she shouldn't have been able to understand what was going on.
And yet, in the end, she read poetry. It was very...
Yeah, but somehow she got into it, Jennifer.
No, but she got him into poetry. Remember when they went and they sat under the tree and she put his feet in the grass and she read poems to him? So she had it in there.
The assumption is that she's...
No, and I agree. I agree, but how many movies from the 50s and 60s are offensive? It's of the time. It's of its time.
Well,
it was the 80s.
They wouldn't do it. What if they made a movie like that now? I don't think it would.
They
happen.
Wouldn't.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. They're making it.
I mean, it's subtly insulting, but I just thought it.
All right, but which of Mel Brooks's movies isn't insulting to someone?
That's comic. That's comedy. This wasn't intending to be comedy.
You don't think it was a rom-com?
No, the whole thing was in scenes, but that scene was not intended to be funny.
Oh, it sure was, so she couldn't get the opera glasses to work? Mine are broken?
Well, that part. I mean, just the part about her understanding
he was so touched that moved her so much.
A lady of the evening.
No, I don't think that's why. I think it's because it was a new experience and it just moved her so much.
Okay.
That's my
opinion. If you say so, Jennifer. Okay, with that, we've already come up to our first commercial break.
We have two more minutes to
I got lots of trivia for you. Would you like to go to the commercial
break?
All right,
break? We'll go to the
since
first.
Jennifer, another program note, Jennifer is leaving the radio show today a little bit early.
Yes.
An unexcused absence.
Unexcused absence. Before we go, do you want to do the best pictures? Because I see you've put out the flyer for the new movies.
Why don't we come back so we can cross promote our new movie series with the
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. You're in charge.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. I want to confirm for all our listeners that Jennifer is indeed cranky.
As if there were any doubt.
I'm a little taken aback by your last comment, but pushing on.
Oh,
I'm a
stop.
I'm a professional. I'm going to push on here, Jennifer.
You know, I love you more than my luggage, Jim.
It's time to...
What 80s movie is that from?
In history. It's probably Leap Year.
Steel Magnolias.
Good trivia question. I missed it. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer questions. At about events that happened on this date, January 25th, in years past, I have three events for today. I also give her names of people who were born on January 25th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's see how she does. Let's go back to 1848, Jennifer. January 25th, 1848. What happened in California on that date? James W. Marshall, I believe from Lambertville, New Jersey. Finds gold at Sutter's Mill, which is near Sacramento. Maybe that's a trivia question. What major city is Sutter's Mill near?
Sacramento.
James W. Marshall from Lambertville, New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Started the California Gold Rush.
I was obsessed.
Which I guess really kicked in the next year because don't they call them the 49ers?
Mm-hmm. I was obsessed 1848. With that. There was a book that was in my school library that I was obsessed with, the California Gold Rush.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I don't even want to know, Jennifer. I don't even want to delve into that. Let's go up to 1933, Jennifer. The 20th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is ratified. My obvious question for you is, what did the 20th Amendment of the Constitution amend?
Did it repeal prohibition?
It did not.
Nope.
I think that was the 18th.
Women already had the right to vote. I don't know.
It changed the beginning and end of terms for all elected federal offices. Term limits, Jennifer.
Well, I thought that didn't come around until...
The 20th Amendment.
Franklin Roosevelt.
I don't know, Jennifer. 1939. This is just one of those things that I just can't believe the extent of these things. The deadliest earthquake in the history of Chile struck on this date in 1939. How many people died?
Half a million.
Okay, you went way over the top. That would be a lot, Jennifer. 1939, 28,000 people died.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot.
I know what you were going to say.
What? a lot?
No, that's not what it sounded like.
Okay, Jennifer. People who were born on January 25th. In 1862, Edith Wharton was born. Let's start off literary for you.
She's an author. And she wrote The Remains of the Day.
Did she?
Summer, a book called Summer. No, she didn't write Remains of the Day. That was E.M. Forrester. Summer, A Mother's Recompense.
Did you ever see that movie, Finding Forrester?
No.
Really? Oh, put that down. This is about an author, Jennifer.
Is it?
It's about E.M. Forrester. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Finding Forrester.
Yeah,
you're not going to write it down. It's not a comedy, so it's right up your alley.
A Mother's Recompense and Summer, she wrote. I'm missing a big one.
Well, you're missing a very big one. The Age of the Innocents.
Age of Innocence, yes. Oh, which is funny. We were just talking about that because Brian said, what Henry James movie was Daniel Day-Lewis in, and it wasn't Henry James, but it was The Age of Innocence.
Right. That's not that funny, by the way. But, Jennifer...
Not funny, funny.
Her house is in Stockbridge, Massachusetts,
curious.
If you ever want to go visit it. Mm-hmm. I never have, but I've driven by it, actually. 1917, Ernest Borgnine was born.
He was a movie actor. The thing I know him from is he was an angel in Little House on the Prairie. The
best episode of Little House on the Prairie, by the way. Yes.
Laura's
he wasn't an angel. He was God.
I think he was God.
Yeah. He wasn't an angel. He was God, Jennifer.
All right.
Maybe you should rewatch it. Little House on the Prairie is going right over your head. 1939, Ray Stevens was born. I don't think you're going to get this.
I'm not going to get it.
He was a singer-songwriter famous for the song Everything is Beautiful. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
And The Streak. You remember the song, The Streak? Really? Got another singer-songwriter for you, Jennifer, born in 1941, Neil Diamond.
Sweet Caroline, Coming to America, just America.
1943, Sharon Tate was born.
And he just married for the first time.
I think he was just diagnosed with Parkinson's. I think that is why he's in the
news. Sharon Tate was an actress, and she was killed.
Oh, very good. Not very good.
In the Manson?
She was killed by the Manson family. Yes, Jennifer, unfortunately, in 1969. 1947, Warren Zevon was born.
He's an actor. He's a singer, a musician.
Mm.
Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London is correct, Jennifer. Very good. And finally, in 1949, John Belushi was born.
He's Jim Belushi's brother. He's an actor.
That's what you came up with first? Jim Belushi would be so pleased that that's how you described John Belushi.
Because I could tell you things Jim Belushi's been in, but I can't tell you what John Belushi's been in. Because he wasn't the Blues Brothers. It was Jim, right?
No, it was John originally.
Oh, it was John? All right, so...
Then Jim took
over. Oh, then he was in Animal House, then.
Of course.
I don't know why I think it's the other way around. All right, then I know who John Belushi is. And Saturday Night Live.
Correct.
Okay.
Boy, you know more about Jim Belushi than John Belushi. That's, I don't know how to take that one. Okay, very good. Would you like to continue with trivia,
sure.
Or would you like to
do some more trivia.
Drop in on some more library stuff? But since you're leaving early, maybe I should save the library stuff for the end so I have something to talk about.
Sure.
I didn't prepare for this. This was kind of sprung on me.
I gave you a heads up.
Give me a heads up 2 minutes ago.
Go ahead.
Okay. So these are just general trivia questions, and there's some theme stuff. Jennifer, we can do as little or as much as you want.
Okay.
Okay, general trivia. I'll ask you 20 general trivia questions right off the top. Romeo and Juliet, have you seen that?
Several times. Zeffirelli's version was
How does
terrible.
Romeo die?
He kisses Juliet's poisoned lips.
Not exactly. He drinks poison, Jennifer. Juliet dies after
Juliet,
Romeo.
When she kisses him. Because
right.
She thinks Juliet's dead. Okay.
Correct, Jennifer. Yeah, they had the order a little bit off. Do you ever see The Godfather?
Yes.
You ever see The Godfather Part 2?
Yes.
Okay. In The Godfather Part 2, Jennifer, what was Vito Corleone's last name originally before he went?
Oh.
They changed it.
I know.
To Corleone when he came to America.
And Brian has told me. I don't remember.
It's Andolini. Vito Andolini. In the game Kinect 4, you ever play?
Mm-hmm. Many, you can even play that in the library. We have that downstairs.
How many total circles are in the playing grid?
Oh, my goodness. 81.
An odd number?
Yeah, 9 by 9.
Oh, okay. It's 7 by 6, by the way, for 42.
Hmm.
How many people did the shark kill in the movie Jaws?
What was the name of Quinn's boat in Jaws?
The Orca.
Thank you. It was a crossword clue last week. Five
is correct.
Shocking.
Chrissy, which was the swimmer in the beginning. Alex Kintner, the little boy. Ben Gardner, who was the head that popped out of the boat. The poor guy in the little rowboat in the pond. And Quint. In post office vernacular, what does SASE stand for?
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
Very good. And what is a type of digital currency? The first to operate independently from a central bank. It's all in the news these days, Jennifer.
I just saw an ad for Zella or something.
No. Yeah. Looking for Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that is.
In the comics, Jennifer, little orphan Annie's dog Sandy makes what sound?
Arf.
When he barks? That is correct. How many stars? And I learned that there are two answers to this, Jennifer. How many stars are in the top horizontal row of the American flag?
Seven.
Six or eight are both acceptable. And there's actually two styles of American flag, and one has six going across, and one has eight going across. Name the three small islands immediately south of Manhattan.
Roosevelt Island.
Incorrect.
Governor's Island.
Is one.
Ellis Island.
Is two.
I don't know the third one.
Liberty Island is correct, where the Statue of Liberty is, Jennifer.
Staten Island, no.
What was the final score of last weekend's Eagles-Vikings game?
I should know this.
All the Eagles fans are very happy. Congratulations to the local Philadelphia Eagles from going to the Super Bowl. For only the third time in their existence, then they've never won.
Yes.
Any idea?
36-16 or something.
38-7. All right, Jennifer, there are three ways to get into Manhattan by car from New Jersey. Name them.
The Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, and the George Washington Bridge.
She knows her city. Tut, as in the Egyptian pharaoh, King Tut, is short for what?
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun is correct, Jennifer. The Godfather Part II won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Name the only other Best Picture Oscar winner that starred Robert De Niro. So Robert De Niro was only in two Best Picture winners. One was The Godfather Part II.
There's a lot of cobwebs in that light up there. I don't know.
The Deer Hunter. Hmm. What was the name of the movie I wanted you to watch? See?
Hunting Forrester.
Finding Forrester. What was the name of the 50th state to join the Union?
Hawaii.
According to the pirate song, how many men are on a dead man's chest?
Ooh, I don't know.
15. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum?
You didn't even try to sing it to yourself.
What does the internet slang NSFW stand for?
NSFW.
Not safe or suitable for work. It's like an email thing.
Oh.
So you don't. Abraham Lincoln, Jennifer, was shot on what Christian holiday?
Good Friday.
Correct. What is the name of the place where Winnie the Pooh and his friends live?
100 Acre Wood.
What are the first names of the two main characters in the Book of Mice and Men?
Lenny and George.
How many children win golden tickets to visit Willy Wonka's chocolate factory? Look at all these literary questions for you.
Charlie, Veronica, 5.
5 is correct. You're good, Jennifer. I'll give you that. You're good. Okay, let's go a little something different, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a name of an antagonist from a movie or TV show.
Okay.
And you tell me what movie or TV show they were in. Hans Gruber.
That's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Die Hard. Have you seen Die
Hard?
I have,
actually.
Magneto. You see this series of films?
No.
X-Men. Cruella de Vil.
101 Dalmatians.
Pennywise.
Big Bang Theory. That's the only TV show I know with somebody named Penny on it.
Pennywise.
I don't know.
Is a clown from Stephen King's It.
Oh, no.
Patrick Bateman.
Nope.
American Psycho. Agent Smith.
Nope.
The Matrix. Annie Wilkes. Misery. Did you read that?
No, I know Kathy Bates was in it.
Gordon Gekko?
Wall Street.
Syndrome.
The Lion King. No.
That's Scar. That would have been another good one. He's not on here. Syndrome is from The Incredibles. It's a Disney movie. Henry Potter.
It's not Harry Potter.
Henry Potter.
No. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Smog.
I don't know.
It was The Dragon and the Hobbit. A lot of these are literary ones, Jennifer.
I know.
Alex Forrest. Fatal Attraction.
Oh, I did see that.
Calvin Candy. Django Unchained. Biff Tannen.
Biff is from Back to the Future.
Jack Torrance.
I'm going to know it when you say it.
Stephen King again. The Shining.
Yep.
Hans Landa.
Nope.
Inglourious Bastards. Cher Khan.
Who?
Cher Khan. Disney. The Jungle Book. He was the tiger. Literary, Jennifer. Hector Barbosa. Pirates of the Caribbean. Shredder. Kids one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And finally, President Snow.
Frozen.
Good guess. But no, The Hunger Games.
Okay.
You ever see The Hunger Games?
Nope.
Oh.
No, it's too much like the lottery for my taste.
Well, they succeed in the end.
Mm.
Things got to change. All right, Jennifer, you'll like this one, I think. I don't know how well you do. People didn't do well in this round. It's called the chicken or the egg, Jennifer. I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you three things. You've got to tell me which comes first chronologically.
Okay.
Okay, the Mesozoic era or the Age of Dinosaurs was divided into three periods, which came first, the Jurassic, the Triassic, or the Cretaceous period?
Jurassic.
It was the Triassic. Which U.S. president served before the others? Millard Fillmore, Rutherford B. Hayes, Benjamin Harrison?
Hayes.
Hayes was 19. Harrison was 23, but Fillmore was 11. Beatles album was recorded first. Rubber Soul, the White Album, Revolver.
It's not the White Album.
That is correct. That was recorded last.
The Revolver.
Revolver was recorded in the middle. Rubber Soul was recorded first. What historical event came first? The Wright Brothers' first flight, Bell patents the telephone, Edison invents the light bulb.
Edison.
Edison was 1879, the Wright Brothers were 1901, but Bell patented the telephone in 1876.
Wow.
Who died first in 2017? Glenn Campbell, Don Rickles, or Chuck Berry?
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles was April 6th. Chuck Berry was March 14th. Glenn Campbell was in August. Which of these became a state first, Louisiana, Missouri, or Mississippi?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is 18, Mississippi 20, Missouri 24. Which Tom Hanks movie was made first, Saving Private Ryan, Forrest Gump, or Apollo 13?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is correct. Which NFL team won a Super Bowl before the others, the Steelers, the Dolphins, or the Cowboys? Which one was the first to win a Super Bowl?
Cowboys.
Cowboys is correct. Super Bowl 6. Dolphins won 7 and 8, and the Steelers won number 9. Which TV show aired first? The Brady Bunch, All in the Family, The Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Brady Bunch.
Very good. The Brady Bunch, 1969. And finally, what comes first in 2018? Father's Day, Flag Day, or the Summer Solstice?
Flag Day.
Flag Day is June 14th. Father's Day is June 17th. The Summer Solstice is June 21st. Very good, Jennifer. All right, we're halfway through the library show. I asked you this question last week, I think. Did I ask you about the Mississippi River ever?
Mm-mm.
I didn't. Maybe we will. Do we need to go to a commercial break?
Nope.
Okay, Jennifer. We'll keep going. We'll keep taking care of you and maybe get you out of your cranky mood here.
Thank you.
10 U.S. states, Jennifer, the Mississippi River runs through or along 10 U.S. states. Name 9 of them. So the Mississippi River touches 10 U.S. states.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Mississippi.
That's one.
Louisiana.
That's two.
Arkansas.
Three.
Missouri.
Four.
Illinois.
Five.
Kansas.
Incorrect.
Gone too far west.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Correct.
Kentucky.
Correct.
Indiana.
Incorrect.
I'm done.
You missed Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. But you got seven.
Iowa, really?
Iowa. Hmm. I have a couple. I don't know how interested you in these or not. But the answer has the name of either an NFL team or a NHL team in it.
Okay.
Would you like to try that?
I can try it. NHL, I'll be better at it.
You would do better at NHL?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the name of the main character in the Disney Pixar movie Cars?
Not that good.
Lightning McQueen. What is the name of the largest circulated newspaper in New Jersey?
I would have said the Newark Star Ledger.
The Star Ledger.
Oh, the stars.
What hit song features the lyrics "Fee fee fi fi fo fo fum"? Look at Molly
Charlie
now.
Charlie Brown.
Here she comes.
Charlie Brown.
No.
No.
Devil with a Blue Dress On.
Oh.
What TV hero rode a horse named Silver?
That has two in it, actually. The Devils and the Blues.
It does indeed.
Hmm. I'm sorry.
What TV hero rode a horse named Silver?
I'm the Lone Ranger.
What are the names of the two rival gangs in the play West Side Story?
The Sharks and the Jets.
What film series?
Again, feature? A double, one of each.
What film series featured the character Inspector Clouseau?
Pink Panther.
What is the title of Bruce Springsteen's second album?
Darkness on the Edge of Town.
The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. What is Arnold Schwarzenegger played Major Alan Dutch Schaefer in what film? Predator. Did you know that was the name of a hockey team? Oswald Cobblepot is better known by what nickname?
Oswald
Cobblepot. Who was his alter ego?
The Flash.
It's from the Batman series.
Penguin.
The Penguin is correct. And what children's TV show featured characters named Steve, Mailbox, Tickety Talk, and Side Table Drawer?
I don't know.
Blue's Clues.
Blues.
Did you want to try the basketball? You might do pretty good on this.
All right.
What is the description of the stock market, Jennifer, when share prices are rising that encourages
buying? It's a
bear
market. Wait, did you say basketball or is it football?
Basketball.
Oh, I thought you said the NFL before.
NBA.
Oh, okay.
Stock market?
It's bears. Bulls.
Bull market is correct, Jennifer. That's the good one. What is the first song of Bruce Springsteen's album, Born to Run? Thunder Road. A Broadway musical about the life of Bob Fosse gets its name from a song in the musical Chicago. All
that jazz.
Jazz. Hunk, Zeke, Hickory, and Professor Marvel.
Wait, start that beginning.
Hunk, Zeke, Hickory, and Professor Marvel are characters in what classic movie?
Hunk, Zeke, Professor Marvel.
The Wizard of Oz. I thought you'd get that one
for
sure. And I'm going to be high as a kite by then. Our lyrics to what Elton John song?
Rocket Man.
Very good. What hit TV show starring James Garner also became a hit movie starring Mel Gibson?
He didn't have an arm.
What?
The Fugitive, no.
Maverick. Do you know anything about John Candy movies? I know you don't like. What was the John Candy movie where he played a bachelor and a slob that was hired to babysit a family member's children? Uncle Buck. What Walt Disney World theme park features the rides Space Mountain and Splash Mountain?
Disneyland.
The Magic Kingdom.
Specific.
What uniquely shaped two-door compact car made by the American Motor Company in the 1970s was promoted as the first wide small car? You had one?
My grandparents had a light blue one, a Pacer.
A Pacer is correct.
You should have seen them trying to tow a trailer up to Ringing Rock with that thing.
I have a feeling we're off the air.
No, we're on.
Okay. I don't know why my headphones aren't working. Okay, Jennifer. And finally, what nickname for Joe DiMaggio fits this category?
Clipper.
The Yankee Clipper is correct. Very good.
Thank you.
I think you would. I think you would enjoy this if you've ever.
Yeah. No, I would. I would.
Grace us with your presence. Okay. You can ask Karen Lewis about it. She was at one of them. I didn't even know she was there.
No, I'm sure you do.
The very end, Karen Lewis is one of our children's librarians. All right, I think we've been ignoring our library duties long enough, Jennifer.
Right.
Let's go to our last commercial break, then you can take off.
Well,
and
I'm gonna go, you want to talk about the upcoming Academy Award Film Festival first, real fast?
Let's do it. Jennifer's been chopping at
the bit. I've been chopping at
the
bit. Beginning in the middle of February, we're going to show the second round of Academy Award, I guess the first round of Academy Award nominated films, and they're going to be Dunkirk, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Victoria and Abdul, Get Out, and The Greatest Showman.
So tell me the nominees again. I'm going to tell you who's going to win Best Picture.
All right. Call Me by Your Name.
I never heard of it.
It's I've seen previews for it. It looks very good, but I don't think it will win Best Picture.
Okay.
The Darkest Hour, which I have seen, which was outstanding.
I still want to see that.
Dunkirk, which I don't think will win because it is not as good as it could have been. I think it'll win for cinematography. Get Out, which I know nothing about. Lady Bird.
Isn't Get Out like a horror movie?
And we're showing it.
Yeah.
Phantom Thread, which I saw Saturday, and it's utterly amazing, but I don't think it will win.
That's the type of movie that will win, Jennifer.
The Post, which is the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers. The Shape of Water and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I think is the one that's going to win.
You think so? Because of that unique title?
No, it's nominated.
I hate to say, I don't think I've seen any of those movies.
And I've actually seen three this year.
It's pretty good. I'll have to get on it. I saw Star Wars was the last movie I saw.
No. So there's a lot of interesting. Star Wars was up for the best original score, which I kind of suspect it will win because John Williams usually wins.
But it's a repeat of what he's... If he's won for that score once, how can
he
keep winning for it?
He's won for that score several times. I mean, it's always...
I did that last night for trivia, by the way, Jennifer. It was movie scores.
Oh.
And you had to name movie.
Oh, why didn't you bring that? That would be a good one to bring for me.
I don't have the music.
Oh, it's
you play 20 seconds of the score.
I see.
And you have to guess what movie that's from.
Matt Dolan used to do that all the time.
Oh, well.
So, and best actress is Sally Hawkins from The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
She might win.
Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, Cerise Ronan from Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep from The Post. The actors.
They just got, if Meryl Streep's in anything, they just have to nominate her. I think that's like a law.
Right, I think so. Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Name, Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, he won the SAG Award, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. And again, the same thing. I think if Denzel's in something, they have to nominate him.
Yeah.
I saw the previous one.
But he's going to win one of these times. What is Denzel in?
Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If Daniel Day-Lewis wins, he'll... Because I think he has the most Academy Award wins now out of anybody. If he wins, he'll just pad his lead, Jennifer. And he's retiring, right?
I know, but the movie was amazing. It really was. But I don't think it'll win because it's not like a fan favorite, I don't think.
Okay, throw us into our last commercial break. Okay. We'll bid adieu to Jennifer Winberry for this week, but
yes.
She'll be back next week for the library show at 11 a.m. next Thursday.
I sure will. Thanks for accommodating me, Jim Thatch. I'll see you back at the branch.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'll be with you for 10 more minutes, and then Jim Gonneau from Crown Trophy will be in with his show, Taking Care of Business. Okay, we've been playing a lot of trivia, so let's get to the library news for this last 10 minutes. I mentioned at the top of the show that our summer concerts, I don't think it's too early to talk about this yet, our summer concert schedule, at least at the Hunterdon County Library, is set for 2018. So our outdoor summer concert series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, you may or may not be aware that we have an outdoor stage at the main library on Route 12 in Flemington, and we've been hosting these outdoor concerts for the past several years. This year, the outdoor concerts will start on Wednesday, July 18th. All of the shows start at 6:30 p.m. We're welcoming a new band this year. We have a country and a southern rock country band called Due South that will be performing our first concert at the Hunterdon County Library this year on July 18th at 6:30 p.m. All of these concerts, of course, are free and open to the public. Bring a folding chair or a lawn chair, a blanket, a picnic basket, your family, and enjoy a nice evening out on our lawn listening to good music. And the way we've been working it the last 2 years now, that every other week we move the concert. So July 18th will be at the Hunterdon County Library. Then the next week, July 25th, we'll have a concert at the North County Branch Library. They're still settling their schedule. But then we move back to the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, August 1st, and we welcome back the Blauenberg Band, which is the oldest community band in New Jersey. They're a huge, maybe 60, 70 person strong brass band that plays a lot of patriotic favorites as well as marches and other such music. If you've never heard them before, I highly recommend that show as well. They're very entertaining. That's the Blauenberg Band on Wednesday, Wednesday, August 1st. Then we go back up to the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, August 8th. For their next show, which is still in the works, and we'll let you know what that show will be as soon as we know. And then finally, we wrap it all up on Wednesday, August 15th, back at the Hunterdon County Library. with the band Rave On. Rave On plays the music from the 50s and 60s, such artists such as Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison. We've had them at the library several times, but indoors in our meeting room, and people can't really dance in there. So we're going to move them outside so people can get up and dance to this great band. Their name is Rave On, and I highly suggest them as well. So the Outdoor Summer Concert Series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, will be going on again in 2018. So look for more information at the library or on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Sometime this spring. A winter event that you might want to know about is our winter adult summer adult winter reading club. Let me put it that way. It started in December, but it's going strong, and it goes all the way to March 14th. So if you're snowed under, feeling the chill, you're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book and join us as we play snow bingo and read our way through winter. To sign up, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the Adult Winter Reading Club right on the homepage, and it'll give you all information on how to join. You can print out a bingo card from there, mark one of the squares every time you finish reading a book. You can see how many bingos you get before our end of the winter party on March 14th, 2018. So they have an end of the winter party for all of the participants in the Adult Winter Reading Club. There'll be refreshments and games. It's always a lot of fun. If you want more information, if you want to actually talk to a live person and get more information about the Winter Reading Club, call 908-730-6135. Fred Miller, our resident pianist, singer, narrator, is coming back this winter for another series of afternoon concerts. If you've never listened to him, he's very entertaining, especially with our elderly citizens of Hunterdon County. He plays a lot of the music that's been forgotten in today's times. So he has three new shows coming up this winter. The first show is Wednesday, March 14th at the North County Branch Library. He actually plays two shows for each subject, one at the North County Branch Library and one at the Hunterdon County Library. So you have two chances to see each show depending on what part of the county you live in. So March 14th at the North County Branch Library and March 15th at the Hunterdon County Library, Fred will be singing about Oscar snubs between 1940 and 1964, great movie songs that Oscar forgot to nominate. So he'll not only sing some of these great songs, but he also gives you some backstory about them. It's a very interesting program. Then we move into April, Wednesday, April 11th at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, April 19th at the Hunterdon County Library. Fred's topic that day is Don't Fence Me In, Songs of the Cowboy and the Old West. All of these shows, by the way, start at 2 p.m., hence the afternoon concerts. And then finally, he wraps it up in May, so this is technically a winter-spring series. Wednesday, May 16th at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., and Thursday, May 17th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, Fred sings about fashion, style, and glamour, an American popular song, and that program is titled Lovely to Look At. Once again, these programs, as are all our programs, are free and open to the public. Fred Miller is sponsored by a generous donation by our Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. That same Friends group that does the great big book sale every spring will be having information about that. They're putting that together right now. We'll have information about the big book sale when we get that and let you know. And the last thing I want to tell you about today is up at the North County Branch Library. Every year we have the Winter Concert Series. We've already done one. We had David Podol's violinist visit them on January 20th at 2 p.m., but there's still three more in the Winter Concert Series. The next one will be on February 10th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is located in Clinton. Jamie and Nancy DeJesus perform Romance. Jamie and Nancy are a husband and wife singing team. Then we move on to February 24th, Saturday at 2 p.m. Stephen Fuller and Glenn Merritt. It's a singer and a piano player. It's blues, Broadway, calypso, and jazz. That's Wednesday, February 24th at 2 p.m. And then finally, March 3rd at 2 p.m., we end the winter concert series with some Irish music by Na Bodash, who we've had in the past. And if you go out for St. Patrick's Day this year anywhere in the area, there's a chance that you might see Na Bodash performing. They're very popular around St. Patrick's Day. Okay. I think it's just about time for us to wrap it up here today. We'll get Jim Gano in here a couple minutes early. I'm sure he has some interesting things to talk about. So I'd like to thank you for listening to the Library Show, and we hope to have you tune in again next week. So have a good day, everyone. Night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a major global summit in Davos, Switzerland, the Israeli Prime Minister praises President Trump for recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
This is a historic decision that will be forever etched in the hearts of our people.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking beside President Trump in front of reporters after the two hold a meeting on the sidelines of the summit. President Trump saying the U.S. is proceeding with plans to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
And we anticipate having a small version of it opened sometime next year.
Earlier, President Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Yesterday, the president said he'd love to be interviewed under oath by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team in the investigation into Russian election meddling. But later his lawyer, Ty Cobb, said no such plan has been made yet. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Two law enforcement officers shot last night. The manhunt continues in Thornton, Colorado, for the man who shot and killed an Adams County sheriff's deputy. The shooting happened as the deputies were responding to an assault call just north of Denver. A man they were starting to chase on foot pulled out a gun and fired. Meanwhile, a Detroit police officer is in critical condition after the 25-year-old was shot last night while responding to a domestic violence call. The 43-year-old suspect in that case was eventually apprehended. Disgraced former U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar handed a 175-year sentence yesterday for methodically abusing over 150 young women and girls over a course of years. One of his first accusers, former U.S. national champion gymnast Maddie Larson, said before he was sentenced,
"This whole experience here with all these other women, it's really taught me and kind of ingrained in me now that it is not your fault."
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
It's been a bad flu season in the United States already, and the news about the flu only seems to keep getting worse. Now a new study is out suggesting that the risk of heart attack dramatically increases for people who are suffering from influenza. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finding heart attacks are six times more likely 7 days after a flu diagnosis as compared to a year before or after a flu diagnosis. A controversial Republican memo